家平安。刚刚牧师说我很想上来啊，对，因为我今年拿到的金句，可不可以麻烦打一下？是提摩太后书2:7。那其实在第八节有讲到是说，你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，好，所以我想，这是我今天要在大家的面前可以来为神来做见证。那今年年初我拿到的金句是第七节，提摩太后书2:7，为什么不一样？对不起，那我拿到的可能抄错了，我拿到的是神赐给我的不是胆怯的心，那是1:1。哦，那我抄错了，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心，那也不对呀。后书有没有？这考验大家。所以这就是 fearful heart， 神不会给我 fearful heart， 因为我靠着主我就刚强啊。好，神赐给我的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。那其实今年拿到的时候我就这样看，然后其实整个事情的发生是从4月开始，那时候我从台湾回来，然后我就才回来的第二天晚上，我就发现我们家的那个屋顶，我们是2楼的2层楼，然后在屋顶我们的主卧室的那个通风管那边就发现，然后我想说有动物在我们的屋顶上啊，然后我想说，大概是老鼠嘛。我想说，老鼠跑进去，他就觉得那个老鼠好大只的感觉，就嘻嘻嘻，整个晚上都是。然后还反正，然后我想说，哎，不要怕，不要怕，不要怕。可是还是很可怕，我就拿了一个手电筒，因为那时候刚回来有时差，拿一个手电筒去照啊，想说有没有看到什么东西，会不会跑出来。那 anyway， 反正那天就晚上，反正就这样过去了。第二天早上起来就发现，哎呀，我们家前院后院全都是棉花，原来是他那个隔热纸全部被他撕下来，哦，全部都是粉红色的棉花，漂亮的不得了。然后我就赶快就翻报纸去找那个就是修屋顶的人，然后他就帮我爬上去看，哦，他有一个大洞，哦，原来后来就跟邻居聊了之后才知道，原来是浣熊。有浣熊跑到我们家的屋顶，然后挖了一个洞。所以从那一次开始呢，我们就开始换屋顶。换完屋顶呢，又发现我们家的那个暖气孔的那个通风管那边松掉。那也是换屋顶才发现，所以 City 就不给我们 permit。所以我们又去找了另外一个专业的公司，他说可能是要挖洞，要把我们的浴室整个墙要挖一个洞，然后因为我们没有一个管子，所以他必须要挖一个大洞，然后要把那个 pipe 整个拆掉，然后重新再 fit。 那他是那样的，用卡榫这样卡住的。那我们想说好吧，一不做二不休，把浴室也 remodel， 然后换一个好一点的，因为我们也很喜欢招待人哦。然后所以我们就说好，就做，就开始这样子，就整个这的过程就差不多弄了将近一个月吧。然后后来又遇到，我想这就是整个修缮的过程，就是神给我的是刚强的心哦。因为你也知道修缮的话要这个整理那个整理，每个浴室的东西都要再拿出来，要再清，要干嘛的。 anyway， 后来之后我们又遇到教会的建堂，好，然后那时候买堂，那我觉得上帝也是给我一个爱教会的心。然后我觉得教会那时候要募款，要挨家挨户去敲门，去说可不可以捐钱给我们教会。我觉得那时候我会觉得这个面子，觉得对啊。可是我就想到这句话，神赐给我的不是胆怯的心，是刚强仁爱谨守的心。我爱教会，我应该为教会来做，一本是只是一个小钱，但是都是被神所祝福的。好，然后也是压 sale 啊什么，所以爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去。好，这是上帝给我的一个话。然后之后后来又发现我们家有白蚁，现在连住人都不能住哦，所以我们就住到那个师母家。然后那时候白蚁住整个包起来，第三天回来之后，那时候也是那天我们要去教会的 camping。 好，然后一回来我就发现，哇，这个怎么会那么多苍蝇啊，这些白蚁那个 termite 喷的药怎么没把这些苍蝇给杀死啊？然后还发现还有蜜蜂那边呜呜的飞。然后后来我就看到我们的主卧室的那边有一个天窗整个破了。哦，原来是他在那个整个盖住的时候他踩破了。然后我就觉得说感谢神，让我在今年的一年我就靠着神的话语，我没有一个负面的情绪。我那时候就突然想到，就是说 哎呀，神真的是为我们敞开天上的窗户，请不下来哦。然后所以我觉得上帝也赐给我一个很谨守的心，我就马上打电话给 Termite 的公司，他们就马上，因为我们那天晚上又不住人，万一又有动物跑下来，又有 raccoon， 然后后来，所以他就马上派人把那个 tape 把它整个封住。然后想说 OK 好，那我们就去 camping， 就过了三天我们再回来。然后没想到神真的是请福，他那个天窗他就完全的 reimburse 给我们。然后他那时候还说我们本来天窗是一个不透明的，然后是整个卡死的，然后后来真的神就是请福，他说哦，我们那个没货，那同样有另外一个 model 的是也是差不多500块，还可以用那个杆子可以打开，还可以关起来，可以通风。那因为那个地方已经变成安华的一个书桌那边，所以他那时候蛮热的夏天，所以他这样打开还可以开关可以制炉，而且还是透明的，所以我们还可以看到神的日月星辰在我们的头顶上哦。对，嗯，然后我想这些就是神给我一个刚强仁爱的心。然后神还不止这样子，九月份的时候我去参加，就是 Debbie 邀请我去参加我们就是一个在 Illinois 州的那个妈妈的心路历程。那个其实从我来美国13年，那我从以前到从一直在九月以前，我从来没有想到说我要在那边10天跟那个美国人从早到晚住在那边讲英文，这是不可能的，因为我的英文很糟很糟。然后可是那时候 Debbie 就邀我，然后其实那时候也有一点是说因为我们那时候 termite 嘛，那我们想说能住谁家就住他家，因为他有一个另外一个房子，就也不会吵到别人，跟别人一起住。我想说，哎，那好吧，那就去住他家。可是他又邀我去，好吧，那我还是去好了，去住他，去参加这个 Journey to Ha。然后那时候我也问我的小孩，我说，你觉得妈妈要不要去啊？10天哦，你们要去哪里啊？那我老大就说，妈妈你应该去，因为这样子以后我参加那个 Journey to Ha 的时候，你可以先帮我看路。然后我老二就说，妈妈你应该去啊，这样你英文会变好哎。然后我问安华说，没关系，随便你都可以。然后最主要是师母也很自愿的来，就是非常热心的愿意说，没关系你去。然后彤彤萱萱就交给他，白天他可以帮我照顾他们，所以我就上网就 click 就把他定下去了。就一去那边的前一天，我们祷告会那时候牧师怡珍，大家就全部的祷告的同伴就为我们祷告，就讲了一个，就说希望我们那边可以听得懂。其实我那时候跟神说，我只要70%就好，我不用全懂。那感谢神，我一去那边真的什么都不晓得，然后一去，哎，那天那个 Bill Gass 讲的话，哎，可以听得懂80%。然后后来就是刚开始是大家一起住，然后我想说没关系，一起住都很 safe， 你不用讲太多。可是没想到我一去就开始跟人家讲我的见证，然后就是闲聊，因为我的 leader 还没来，然后就闲聊，也不知道他们听得懂听不懂，反正就一直啪啪啪就讲，我也不晓得。后来到了晚上睡觉的时候，然后就发现哇，他们都已经占了下面的床，然后剩下我跟一个最晚到，那个人很胖嘛，然后我说他不能睡，那我们就是4个女生真的是很壮，把那个木头的那个绑被就把它抬下来，把它这样弄下来。然后等到大家都睡了，换我要上去睡，我要爬到上面，发现腿太短了爬不上去，他那没有楼梯的，我就开始摸黑，然后去拿那椅子这样爬上去。 anyway， 然后后来到了，就我们在那边待三天在总部之后，我们就开车8个小时要到那个 Northwood 那边。然后我想后来我们那团又特别特殊，我们的 leader 是才刚完开完乳癌的刀，然后他会头晕，就坐 bus， 所以他要求要坐一个 van。 那我想说哎呀 van 那又更惨了，那么近不得不讲话，然后你 bus 还可以就可以装睡，或者你躲在一个角落，哇，那个 van 也是就 try 要自己要去跟人家讲话。对，然后后来到了那边又开始就是2个人一个房间，然后我说哦好，我就也是最慢这样找啊，就有人说你愿不愿意当我的室友，我说、哦、OK。 然后一去，然后到了晚上他就说 Julia 你要不要，你愿不愿意跟我一起睡前祷告，我说 Are you sure？ 我说好，我 try。 后来 才祷告完，他就说你明天可以跟我讲中文没关系。我想说哦对哈，因为说方言也像嘛，反正都听不懂嘛。然后就后来第二天我就跟他用中文祷告，后来讲完我讲阿门他才知道我讲完嘛。然后后来我想说嗯不行，我一定要把这个惧怕拿掉，因为我觉得从那一次的 Journey to High 也让我们知道说惧怕的心哦不是从神来的，它是从我们自己的肉体，我们的软弱，或是从撒旦魔鬼，或是从这个世界来的。所以如果我们允许这个惧怕一直在我们的生命的当中的话，我们也给撒旦留地步。那我觉得就是说甚至给他有机会去毁坏，我们就一直惧怕就不敢去碰，一直去那个。所以我就下定决心，我就开始苦读，从来没有 读书读那么认真。我就从早一早起来，他说几点聚集啊、然后就是小组的时间非常 relax， 那但是就是一直在 study 我们的 heart 怎么样，然后我就开始从早这样翻了三本什么希伯来文的那个字典啊，就是那个中那个英文的啊，还有自己带的 Palm Pilot， 又带的那无敌电脑词典，我就从来读书读的没有那么认真过，但是神真的保守看过，让我在那后来也可以跟我室友一起祷告，然后甚至就是到最后那个 Bill Gosser 为每个人要抹油祷告，然后还自己要先讲祷告词在五十多个那个妈妈们面前哦，谢谢你，对啊，然后那时候他说还要丈夫祷告，所以我跟 Debbie 两个都赶快跑出来说，哎，你要有准备哦，你们都要祷告，因为我跟安华一样，我们都很不敢讲英文哦，这是我们的一个惧怕，但是我觉得真的靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。那我觉得说就是说神让我回来的时候刚好又碰那个我们教会又有一些整个 homeschool 的一个 sharing， 然后那一次我就看到有三四个美国家庭，那本来怡珍要帮我翻译，然后我想说好吧，那我就用英文好了，就反正有 powerpoint， 就跟我就全程用英文，自己都觉得很 shock， 我说我怎么会这么大胆，但是我真的知道说这是神给我的应许，神赐给我的不是胆怯的心，不是一个 spiritual 的一个 fear、哦、神给我的是一个 strong love 跟一个 self就是一个 sound mind 的 heart。 那好，这个还不止，这个谨守又让我们上个礼拜我们本来要去老人中心要唱歌带着小孩，那天早上我就才那边打电话对联络，就看到我们家的纱窗怎么就是 sunroom 我们家的一个纱窗怎么被靠在一个fence 上面，另外一个纱窗怎么倒在一个地上一个那个这个草地上，后来再看看再出去看才发现，哎，我们家好像有小偷要进来，还有一个大剪刀是我们放在后面的一个压，他踹要敲开，那已经敲了一个洞，然后还有我就不敢走，我想说要留下证物让警察不是要来看吗，可以看指纹是不是，那大家看太多，然后我就只好请 Kelly 帮我把孩子带走，然后后来我觉得后来其实感谢神就告诉我就是说盗贼来无非是偷窃毁坏伤害，那我来是叫你们得生命并且得的更丰盛，那我们要怎么样，我们应该怎么做，我们要谨慎，我们要自守，所以我们就决定，其实在两三年前我们就已经有小偷有想要进来，那时候是刚好安华听到声音然后他把他吓走，好，然后我们之后也没怎么样，想说反正神保守，但是我觉得从这件事情上我又学会就是说我们真的要很谨慎，我们不能让魔鬼留地步，我们也不可以让有一个破口，所以我们前两天我们出去玩的时候我们就叫人来帮我们的 fence 加高了，因为实在很容易太矮了，我们那个 fence 真的是太矮，所以我们把它加高了，就是说就是又多了一层的保护跟防备。所以我觉得在今年这个金句对我来说就是说神给我们就是这个应许这个话，但是我们要怎么样去支取这个应许，就是要凭我们的信心。那他们就有人说信心就好像天堂的货币，你要拿对这个钱好你才可以去兑现去支取这个应许这个属天的应许，那所以你要支取神的应许这个信心是不可少的一环，所以你就一直要常常把神的话一直 remind。 然后他们说信心是怎么来，信心就是从信道是从听道来，听道是从基督的话来，信心的根基就在于神的话语，所以我想我们今天也是就说我们要一直支取神的话语，然后一直去 支取神的应许在我们的身上。那我相信下个礼拜大家应该会很兴奋的拿到每个人神给你们的这个应许，那也包的我们就是凭着信心去跟神求，因为神给每个人的应许都不同，神给每个人的祝福也不同，但是我们天上是一个父爸爸，所以我们应该是一直不断的去跟他支取。好，谢谢大家。
我们谢谢瑞华的见证啊，巴不得我们啊每一个人都能够从神里面领受话语，能够帮助我们每一天的生活啊。那我们小朋友们如果要上课也可以上，如果小朋友们能够留在这也欢迎，因为有双语的翻译。那我们是不是要 set up 一个那个 mic 啊？好，我们今天很荣幸啊，请到李朝成牧师啊，李牧师是啊全福会，大家都知道了，全福会的华人部的负责人啊，是机构是在整个机构是在 LA 哈。那他跟廖牧师是有很长很长的渊源啊，等于是廖牧师啊，等于是在他们教会里面奉献传道，然后呢一路被装备出来，那现在领受神的意向呢，可能要再去回到台湾去牧会，有可能哈。所以呢，我们也为他祷告。那十几年前他在我们的当中啊讲过一次。分享过一次信息，我到今天还记得他拿着膏油为每一个人抹油祷告，那个印象我都很清楚，那我也很喜欢。所以上个礼拜四呢，我一看到他来呢，我心里就说讲台一定要让他来讲。所以呢，我们今天就很高兴很兴奋请到李朝成牧师来为我们分享神的话。我们欢迎。
哈利路亚。对，一开车进来我就觉得很亲切，因为看到都是廖牧师写的字。
As soon as I drove into the parking lot, I feel very familiar because I saw all the handwritings of Pastor Liao.
因为我跟我太太结婚的时候，来，我师母站起来一下。廖牧师送给我的字，到现在今天还挂在我的家里。
So when I got married, Pastor Liao gave me some of his calligraphy and it's still hanging in my house.
Yeah, 那上面写的朝成执事第一姊妹结婚纪念。
It's in memory of he and his wife's wedding.
Yeah, 基督为我家之主。
The Lord is the head of my household.
然后主之一仆。
And Pastor Liao calls himself the servant of the Lord.
啊。呀，这个开进来就觉得很亲切，好像回到家一样。
I feel like I'm coming home.
呀，我是在浸信会长大的。
I grew up in the Baptist church.
我的父母亲都是台湾浸信会的这个宣教士柯里培柯老牧师受洗的。
My parents are both missionaries of the Baptist church.
所以从小我母亲就跟刚这些孩子一样，就带着我去仁爱堂。
So, when I was little, then I was brought to the church, at the Taipei church called 仁爱堂。
呀，那是全台湾第一个浸信会。
That was the first Baptist church in Taiwan.
所以我觉得很荣幸。
I'm very honored to be part of that church.
因为我看到现在很多所谓很复兴的华人教会。
Nowadays I see many churches that, the mega churches,
呀，他们最后发展也只是变成一个小的教派而已。
At the end, they develop into a denomination, a smaller denomination.
Right, right. 那么，如果复兴到后来还是挂了一个自己的招牌，变成一个小的教派，那这个不是跟他当初要复兴的时候的那种口号啊、呼喊，好像我觉得有点 against.
So if the revival only develops to becoming a denomination.Then it seems to me that it's a conflict to the original intention.
Yeah, yeah, right. 但所以后来我自己在回想，我说，哎，我真的也很感谢神，我自己是浸信会的背景，所以有时候我很 proud 说 ，I'm the background of Southern Baptism. 我是美南浸信会，大家知道这是美国最大的一个教派了。
So I'm very proud of the fact that I'm a member of the Southern Baptist Church.
那从小就妈妈带我去仁爱堂做礼拜。
So.My mom took me to a Baptist church when I was growing up.
Yeah, 我们家第一个信主的是我妈妈。
The first person in my family who became a Christian is my mom.
所以我看到刚刚这么多的主日学老师都是妈妈们，还有这么多的孩子，我们要为这些妈妈们鼓鼓掌。
So let's applaud to the mothers of this church.
Yeah, 那么我去以色列大概有两三次。
I went to Israel for a couple of times.
他们到今天为止，如果你爸爸是以色列人，小孩不一定是以色列人。
The Jewish tradition is that even if the dad is Jewish, but if the mom is not, the children does not belong. I mean, are not considered Jewish.
Yes, 但是如果妈妈是以色列人，小孩一定就算。算以色列人。
But if the mom is Jewish, then the kids are automatically considered Jewish.
因为他们很清楚地知道，真正影响世世代代信仰的是妈妈。
Because they understand that it's the mom that influenced the child's faith.
对，男人只能影响这个世代。
The man can only influence this world.
妈妈影响千代万代。
And mom would influence generations.
呀，所以我们家第一个信徒说，我母亲因为她得到从大陆到台湾得了一个病叫白喉症，喉咙会白，喉咙是白的。
The reason my mom became a Christian is when she first got to Taiwan, she contracted this disease called a white throat disease.
24小时会死掉。
She could have died in 24
hours. 在那个时候是绝症。
At that time, it was a terminal disease.
大家知道那时候跟着蒋介石到台湾都是什么都没有，上跟我们移民到美国来一样，上无片瓦，下无寸土。
You know, when we first went to Taiwan, most of the people did not have anything with them.
Yeah, like we immigrants.
It's just like immigrants who first moved to this country.
Yeah,
we didn't have anything
with us. So 束手无策，不知道怎么办好。
So we didn't know what to do at the time when she got sick.
所以感谢主，一个宣教师，就是浸信会的宣教师医生，就跟我母亲传福音。
But it was thank to God that it was a missionary who was a doctor and it was a Baptist doctor missionary that helped my mom.
所以我觉得我们在华人的浸信会，我们有这个福气，因为我们看到这些宣教师们美好的榜样跟见证。
So we're very blessed in a Baptist church that we have many good examples in front of us that.The missionaries in the Baptist Church.
他们找到柯里培老牧师的传记，所以已经翻成中文。
And they found the biography of this pastor, Kepeli.
柯里培呀。
柯里培
呀呀呀。Anyway, 在早期的中国教会有一个大复兴叫山东大复兴。
In the Chinese church history, there's a revival in Shandong.
Yeah, 那么就是这个柯里培老牧师带出来的。
And it was led by this pastor.
Yeah.那么这个浸信会宣教士医生就跟我妈妈传福音说 小妹妹不要怕，耶稣能够救你。
So this missionary told my mom, do not be afraid little girl, that Jesus can save you.
所以对我们很多人来讲说，耶稣只能救灵魂啊，可以救你的病吗？
So many of us say that Jesus can save your spirit, but can he save your life?
这个拯救你的疾病，拯救你的健康吗？
Can he save, can he,cure you from your disease and can he help you with your health?
那我是只接触过浸信会，所以我就相信我妈妈听了，她就听到这个人家跟她传的福音叫做好消息。
So this the baptism Baptist church is the only church that I'm in contact with, and my mom heard this good news from the missionary.
圣诞节刚刚过，耶稣来，天使报佳音，佳音就是 good tidings, glad tidings 就是告诉你一个好消息。
So it was the Christmas time, and then they were talking about this good news and good tidings.
好消息告诉我们，但是问题是我们怎么面对这个好消息？
The good news was proclaimed to us, and how do we face this good news?
所以刚我们姊妹做的见证也非常感动我。
So the testimony we just heard was very moving.
有一个好消息告诉我们的时候，你怎么回应它呢？
There's a good news that's given to us. How do we react to the good news?
真的吗？耶稣可以赐给我平安喜乐，可以拯救我的灵魂吗？
So can Jesus really give me peace and joy? Can he really save my life?
耶稣真的可以改变我的命运吗？
Can he transform my destiny?
来美国跟着耶稣走，道路真的会越走越光明吗？
If we follow Jesus, is our path going to be smoother?
我妈妈很单纯，就听到这个好消息。
My mom was very simple-hearted.
但是也感谢主，她那时候也真的是走投无路了。
But because also at the time, she had no choice.
所以有时候我们讲，人的尽头就是什么？阿们，人的尽头就是神的起头。阿们。
So many times, the end of a human option is the beginning of God's doing.
所以福音很简单，就是说他们举了一个例子，一个非洲人，人家说我要给你很大的礼物，给我要给你所有的东西，给你最好的房子，给你所有的食物，够你这个整个家族都吃不完。
Gospel is very simple. In Africa, they say they want to give a gift to these people that they want to give them houses, they want to give them everything.
那么就给了他一张纸。
All they give him is one piece of paper.
说这就是我要给你的全部的东西。
This is all I want to give it to you.
这个非洲人说你不是要给我房子跟食物吗你给我一张纸干什么
And this African person asked the person that, I thought you were going to give me houses and food.
非洲人说你骗我这哪里是什么好消息撕掉了。
And so he said, you lied to me, and he tore up the paper.
但是呢他撕掉的是一张支票。
So what he tore up was a check.
他不知道这张支票拿到银行去。
He didn't know that he could take this check.
可以拿到所有的钱。
He could cash the check and
这个钱可以买到刚刚那个人告诉他的好消息里面所有的东西。
And he could have used that money to buy all the things that he wanted.
可是因为他拿到这张纸他根本也不懂这是什么东西他说不可能啊撕掉了。
But the paper he got, he didn't know what it was, so he tore it up.
耶稣给了我们宝贵的应许。
And Jesus gave us a very important promise.
告诉我们好消息。
It told us the good news.
刚刚我们姊妹在这边说的。
And as testified by the
盗贼来要偷窃杀害毁坏。
The robber came to steal.
Yes. 但是我来了要叫你得生命。
But I came to give you life.
而且得的更丰盛得一个丰盛的生命。
And it's an abundant life.
耶稣用他的宝血签了字。
And Jesus signed with his precious blood.
然后呢写在一个约上面。
And he wrote it on a contract, on a covenant. And he gave it to us.
问题是我们现在听到了。
And now we heard.
我们是要怎么样呢像那个黑人一样这真的吗只是白纸黑字啊。
So how do we respond to his good news?
我们丢在一旁。
So we just kind of put it aside.
但是有信心的人。
But a person of faith,
听到神的话
who heard,
神的灵光照他
and God's Spirit,
他愿意打开他的心
and he's willing to open
他愿意接受
he's willing to accept,
他愿意相信
he's willing to believe,
像我母亲一样
just like my mom,
他就很单纯的回到家就开始祷告
with a simple faith, she started to pray.
我不知道廖牧师廖师母知不知道这个秘密我现在讲出来
I don't know if Pastor Liao and Mrs. Liao knew what happened to her.
我妈妈不认识字
My mom does not read.
众人就在那边哇，真的吗？
And Betty was surprised.
所以我妈妈也读不懂圣经的。
My mom could not read the Bible.
她也读不懂，看不懂诗歌的。
And she couldn't read the.
但是我相信廖师母、廖牧师知道。
But then Pastor,
我母亲每个礼拜很忠心的就坐在底下。
My mom always sat in front of the.
别人说打开圣经几章几节，她反正也随便开这样子。
My mom always just opened her Bible.
说唱诗歌第几节，她也打开了诗歌本这样。
And they say let's sing the hymns, and she would also open the book, but she doesn't read. She doesn't.
但她很单纯的就怎么样，相信了。
But she simply believed.
她回到家，她就开始祷告。
She returned to her house and she started praying.
她就一直祷告。
And she continues to pray.
她说祷告到有一天晚上。
And she continues to pray to the night.
她睡到半夜。
She slipped to the middle of the night.
突然她起来想吐。
And all of a sudden, she felt like she was vomiting.
她就拿一个脸盆开始吐。
And then she put a bowl and she started to.
她吐出一大堆红的白的。
And then she started vomiting a lot of red and white stuff.
照那时候医生讲，她病好了。
And then at that point, the doctor claimed that she was cured.
我妈妈就是这样信耶稣的。
That's how my mom became a Christian.
如果说我们有福气，我们的福气都是从信耶稣以后开始的。
If we have any blessings at all, our blessings really come from Lord.
我自己的见证就是这样。
And my own testimony is
回顾我的人生。
When I reflect upon my life.
我小时候跟着妈妈去教堂。
I went to the church with my mom.
但是大家知道，信仰一定不能遗传的。
But you know, a faith doesn't come from inheritance.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一定要记得，信仰不能遗传的。
Faith is not inherited.
我们的孩子子子孙孙都要单独的面对上帝。
Our children and our generations to come, they have.
我们都要照圣经上所说的，把我们的孩子好好的带到主的面前去。
We have to obey the Bible and
让他跟主单独建立关系。
They have to have a personal relationship with God.
信仰不能命令的。
We cannot command a faith.
命令是没有用的。
It's not useful.
只能到十八岁以前，你命令他有用。
Only before 18 years old, you can order your children to do something.
他19岁生日第一天他就离开了。
Then he or she would leave right after the birthday.
我小时候跟着我妈妈去教堂。
I go to the church with my mom.
到了我 teenager, 我就再也不去了。
And I stopped going to church when I was teenager.
请原谅我讲，我这是真实的心路历程，是见证。
Please forgive me because I'm giving my personal testimony.
因为在教会大家都哈利路亚，你好，我好，哈利路亚，大家都很好，我爱你，你爱我。
Because in church, we always say, Hallelujah, and I love you, you love me.
可是回到家，大家就在后面讲闲话。
But everybody returned to their home and start gossiping.
小孩子什么都听不到，就听到你讲这些闲话。
And the children did not hear anything but the gossip you.
所以我们在全福会告诉大家，你信仰最大的两个挑战在两个地方。
So in the organization that we're at, there are two challenges that we point.
信仰不是你在教会里面嘴巴讲。
Belief is not what you talk about.
信仰两个最大的挑战，一个就是在你的家里。
The challenge is first in your home.
你的小孩能不能看到你？我们中国人讲的身教重于什么？言教。
Can you be a role model for your children?
韩国教会。
In Korean church.
每一个人信耶稣。
Everybody who.
他们跟我们一样是佛道教的背景。
They also have the same background.
可是，在韩国来讲，他们一个人信耶稣就代表什么呢
？In Korea, when one person come to Christ.
我听到慈霞跟中仁跟我讲，我也看到他们的代祷信，因为买堂发生一些波折，所以每天中午大家在这边祷告。刚刚慈霞也感谢那些中午来祷告的弟兄姊妹。
Yeah, I read the prayer letter sent from your church and understand what you're going through with purchasing the church building.
但是在韩国，一个人信主代表什么意思呢
？And what does it mean in Korea when one person comes to Christ?
代表这个人从他信主那天第二天开始，每天早上五点要去教堂祷告。
The person who become a Christian, the following day they start getting up at 5 o'clock and going to church and start praying.
早上几点
？What time？
五点。
5 o'clock in the morning.
我在洛杉矶才刚刚参加完一个韩国教会的晨祷会。
I just finished going to a morning prayer meeting at in.
每一年感恩节之后，圣诞节之前，他们一定两个礼拜的晨祷会，为着未来的一年来准备。
The morning prayer meeting is starting from right after Thanksgiving before Christmas.
说是五点钟开始。
It started at 5.
你四点半去。
But if you are there at 4:30.
整个会堂坐得满满。
And the church is full.
你四点半去，你要坐在地上。
If you get there at 4:30, you sit on the floor.
你猜怎么样？坐在地上都不给你坐。
And there's not enough
room. 也没有位置了。
There's not enough.
就坐在讲台上。
Then you have to sit on the sectary.
讲台上也没有位置了。
And we'll run out of room.
坐到副堂。
Then you have to go to the fellowship hall.
那最震撼我的还不是说这些大人们来。
So what touched me is not just the adults.
感动我的是这些妈妈们，我刚讲影响世世代代的这些年轻的妈妈们。
What touches me is all the mothers.
推着婴儿车。
They push the baby cart.
里面装着两个 baby.
They have babies in the cart.
大的毛毯盖着，因为圣诞节嘛，很冷啊。
They cover with a blanket.
我看了以后真的是震撼。
I'm really shocked.
华人太疼小孩了。
We really treasure our kids.
疼到一个程度，舍不得，怎么这么能听？四点钟怎么可能把他摇起来呢？他妈，我要睡觉，不要叫我。
To the point that I mean, we will never wake up our children at 4 o'clock in the morning.
可是韩国的基督徒知道，我现在要把你叫起来，因为信仰是在生活里面真正要呈现的。
But the Korean Christians know that I have to teach you in your daily life.
你去看李明博写的书，他做首尔市长的时候他写的书。
Let's read the 李明博的。
是韩国现在的总统。
He's the president of Korea. Right
他说我母亲就是从小这样子训练我的。
This is how I was trained when I was a child.
我不想起来，妈妈把我打屁股起来。
I didn't want to get up, but my mom made me get up.
去祷告。
Go pray.
就算你到了教堂还在睡觉，你还要去。
Even if you fall asleep in church, you still need
to go. 所以你看李明博写的书。
So if you read his book,
有翻成中文。
It's translated to Chinese.
他说后来我在从政的时候，我到任何地方去旅行，早上五点我都自动会起来。
In his book, he says that wherever I go, I still get up at 5 o'clock.
跪在上帝面前祷告。
And I kneel before the
God. 他说为什么
？Praying and why is that?
这是我母亲从小给我最好的属灵遗产。
Because this is the best spiritual inheritance I got from my mom.
信仰一个最大的挑战是在你我的家里面。
The biggest challenge for us in faith is in our home.
当然，第二个最大挑战就在你的办公室。
And the second challenge is in your office.
你说你是基督徒老板吗
？And did you say that you're a Christian
boss?
Show me.
证明给我看。
Can you prove it to me?
我在全福会服侍很多企业家基督徒。
And I serve a lot of entrepreneurs
in the
organization.
基督徒老板跟基督徒员工是最大冲突的这个 case 来源之一。
A lot of conflicts are between Christian employers and Christian employees.
真的
，it's true.
因为老板觉得你是基督徒，你应该比其他员工都更认真工作啊，
Because
应该加班，不要给你钱才对啊。
Because a Christian boss would think that since you're a Christian, that you shouldn't be complaining if you have to work overtime.
Yeah, 基督同学告诉我你是基督的老板，应该对我很好才对呀。
But the Christian employees would
say, 啊，我现在生病了，很难过，很痛苦啊，你应该放我假。
So you should give me a break when I'm sick and not feeling well.
求主怜悯啊。
May God have pity on us.
所以他们说新约的标准比旧约高太多了。
So some people say that the standards in New Testament is a lot higher than in the Old Testament.
在旧约打你的左脸，不抱怨，不生气，不还手，已经不错了。
In Old Testament, that if people hit your right face and that if you don't complain, that's pretty good.
但是耶稣居然在新约给了我们另外一种标准。
But in the New Testament, there's a new standard.
打你的左脸。
So if you're hit on your left,
不生气。
You do not get
不抱怨。
You cannot complain.
原谅他，饶恕他。
You forgive.
就算了。
Is that it?
耶稣说不。
But Jesus said no.
再打一下。
But Jesus said give your right face to the person.
做得到吗？
Can we do it?
我们最好在神面前承认我们做不到。
It's the best for us to admit that we cannot do it.
这是保罗说的，我真是苦啊。
This is what Paul says in the Bible.
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Who can save me from this physical body?
因为立志为善由得我。
Because I can determine to be good.
行出来却由不得我。
But I cannot do it in my deeds.
就是这样。
This is how it is.
我看到了这些所谓的大人们。
This is what I see all these big shots do.
在教会里面的一套。
What they do in the church is one set.
回到家里面的另外。
They do something else. 求主怜
悯啊，我是讲我自己的家啊。
I'm talking about myself, brothers and sisters.
所以我 teenager 以后我就不去了。
So when I became a teenager, I stopped going.
我就去追求自己的路了。
Then I started to chase after my own path.
那我是建中的。
I graduated from this high school called.
我从高一就开始开舞会，在那个时代已经算是很调皮捣蛋的孩子。
When I was a sophomore in high school, then I already started to have like dance parties.
我不知道我在人脉上有没有讲这件事啊，我不知道我妈妈有没有听见啊，她可能到现在都不知道。
I don't know if I ever said this in our old church.
中美在笑，因为我们都是二十快三十年认识的啊，我没有建中毕业证书。
The matter of the fact that I never
吓死了。
I never had my high school diploma.
今天李哥在台上爆料。
I think Betty is pretty shocked. She never knew about this fact about my life.
我没有，因为我那时候做浪子。
Because I decided to become a prodigy, I did not receive my high school diploma.
但是我是交大的。
But then I was able to get into.
我是交大 double E 的电子物理，做 IC 做 chip 的。
But I was an electrical engineer major in a.
所以我很早就在台湾毕业，就进入电脑界。
So I graduated very early and then.
我从小神通小宏基开始，我就在搞电脑。
So I started
with 8-bit.
I started with the 8-bit.
搞电脑知道我在讲什么啊。
So if you're in this in the same field, you know what I'm talking about.
所以那时候也真的是就是随着台湾这个整个 IT 行业电脑工业起飞，我也就跟着起飞。
When the industry took off, my career also took off.
我昨天才在我一个大学同班同学家里面一起吃饭。
So and I ate with my college friend last night.
他是这边好像是神吼塞中华归主教会的长老。
And he's an elder of one of the churches here in San Jose.
我们还在聊到大学的时候的趣事。
So we still talk about our college life.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要知道神爱我们就爱我们到底。
But we need to know that God loves us and he loves us to the end.
罗马书说神拣选我们就拣选我们到底。
And in Romans it says that when God chose us, he would choose us to the
end. 圣经上说他的恩慈跟选召是不后悔。
Because his grace and his selection is not no regret.
跟旁边人说你是有福气的。
Tell the other person that you are blessed.
因为你今天来了。
Because you are here today.
上帝认得你。
God knows you.
就像上帝认得我一样。
Just like God knows me.
虽然我离开他快二十年。
Even though I left him for about 20 years.
但是我母亲没有放弃我。
But my mom never forsake me.
就像我刚说的，她每天早上五点钟起来祷告。
Just like what I said, she woke up every day at
5 o'clock to pray for me. 我已经说了，我妈不认识字。
I already said that my mom doesn't.
但她会祷告。
But she knows how to pray.
够了。
It's enough.
这就是神给基督徒最大的特权。
This is the right that God has given us, the biggest
right. 耶稣复活以后。
When Jesus resurrected.
向他的门徒吹了一口气。
When he blew into his disciples. And he said, take the breath.
说你们受圣灵。
take Holy Spirit.
Yeah, accept.
Accept the Holy Spirit.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。
Whoever you forgive, their sins are forgiven.
你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下。
Whoever's sin that you left behind, it's left
behind. 父怎么样差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。
However God has sent me, I will send you the same way.
你知道，来美国做传道人以后，哇，觉得美国人真的尊重传道人了。
When I came to the United States, when I became a minister,
你知道，
在
Bay Area 很多科技大公司啊。
In high tech, there, I mean, you know, in Bay Area, there are many high tech.
如果你是 employee of this month,
if you're in, 你如果是这个月的这个明星员工
yeah, ，Thank you, good, 白灵果。给你一个 reward， 给你一个奖励。
I'll give you a reward。
把最好的停车位 ，month of this employee。
You get the best parking space，
对不对？你知道吗？我们来美国做传道人去医院探访的时候
，So when we go visit people in the
所有的大医院
，a major hospital，
给传道人留两个最好的位置。
They will leave two
clergy
best parking space，
为了 clergy 专用。
For clergy， clergy。
有时候我拿着圣经走进医院，我说人家为什么要这样尊重我们？
So why do people respect my profession?
是因为刚刚我讲的耶稣给我们的这样子一种恩典跟权柄。
Because it's the power and the grace that Jesus has given us.
我说我是浸信会背景。
I thought I just told you that I have a Baptist background.
我后来就是因为我母亲为我祷告二十年，我在电脑事业造一个高峰的时候，神听我母亲祷告，而听祷告的结果跟我们想的不一样，是我妈妈让我妈为我祷告，神就听了她的祷告，让我生病躺在医院。
So.At the height of my career, my mom at that time has been praying for me for 20 years.
所以苦难是化妆的祝福，阿门。
So the suffering is a blessed, is a disguise of blessing.
阿门。所以我说，常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的一个命令。
So what God's destined for us is to be always be joyful in the Lord.
所以刚刚过感恩节。
So we just had the Thanksgiving.
所以感恩跟喜乐不是根据你的情绪跟环境来决定的。
Thanksgiving and joy is not based on your emotions.
感恩跟喜乐是上帝的一个命令。
Thanksgiving and joy is a command
from God. 是你要做的一个决定。
It's the decision you have to make.
你要不要顺服上帝的命令
？Do you want to obey God's commands?
我们世界，我们全会说我们是世界上最快乐的人。
We always say that we're the happiest men in the world.
我说这个喜乐不是我们傻，我们笨。
This is not because we're dumb or we're
金融海啸。
The economy
一大堆的 layoff。
The layoffs
环境这么的艰难。
The difficult economy
我们是傻瓜在那边傻笑啊。
What are we joyful about?
不是，而是我们知道 He lives.
Because we know that we have a cross.
我们知道他能够叫万事互相效力。
Because we know the Lord can help.
我们知道他能够叫万事互相叫爱我们的爱他的每一个我们得益处。
Because he's going to make all who love him be profitable.
Yeah, 所以这是一个决定。
So this is a decision.
决定要相信。
It's a decision to believe.
决定相信这个好消息。
A decision to believe in the good news.
所以我们不是凭感觉，乃是凭信心。
It's not based on.Feelings is based on faith.
不是有感觉才相信。
Not because when you have feelings.
是相信才有感觉。
Because you believe, then you have
feelings. 应该写下来啊！我不知道我们周报上有没有给你们写这个讲道信息啊？
Yeah, I don't know if it's on the program, but remember this.
Amen.
Amen.
我躺在医院。
So I was laying in the hospital bed.
那时候我知道廖牧师在传福音，在讲台上讲道。
I know Pastor Liao was giving his sermon.
说人若赚得全世界
，He says that if you earn everything in the world,
却赔上自己的灵魂
，But you lose your your soul,
又有什么益处呢
？What benefit is that?
你还能拿什么来换你的灵魂呢
？What can you exchange for your life or your soul?
躺在医院
，I was laying in the hospital.
想我做浪子二十年
，Thinking about myself for the past 20 years.
想我一直要追求赚钱，追求成功。
And remembering that I was in search of all the wealth in the world.
想说我赚了钱可以掌握一切。
And I thought I'm in control when I have all the wealth in this world.
我是我们全班第一个赚100万，第一个做经理，第一个买两部车。
I was the first person in my class that earned the first million. I have two cars and everything.
为什么要买两部车？因为人就是为什么要有钱？就是想说怕你有钱，怕你有钱人家不知道，所以要买两部车嘛。
Why do I have two cars? Because I need to let people know I have money.
现在美国一个很大的问题，我们华人社区也是这样啊。你好不容易换车。 车子换房子换车子换到大房子，最后你办 party 到处去请人来，拜托你来来来我们家参加 party。
So this is how we do it.
对不对？
We have big houses.
不然这个大房子要干嘛呢？
We want people to have to enjoy it, and they want we want people to have
acknowledgement. 有时候你反思一些现象，你会觉得 you know 很嘲讽的。
So it's actually very ironic.
我躺在病床上想说，我被骗了。
So I was lying in the hospital saying that I was deceived.
电视报纸所有讲的都是你要去赚钱，你就追求成功，你就会人生就会快乐幸福。
Everything in the world says
你能够掌握一切。
After wealth, then you'll be happy. You'll be in control of
everything. 躺在病床上想说掌握谁呀？
So when I was lying in the hospital, so what can I be in control of?
连自己的身体都掌握不了，掌握谁呀？
I cannot even in control of my own life.
那时候还没有结婚，廖牧师啊，
还没结婚。At the time I was not married.
抓着妈妈的手。
So I was holding onto my mom's hand.
太痛苦了，谁能够让我不痛？我把所有的钱都给他。
It's too painful. Who can I give my money to save me from
pain? 妈妈抓着我的手也很爱我，说孩子，我很想替你生病啊，替不了了。
And my mom was holding my hands. I really wish that I'm the one who's sick.
一个是真理，一个是谎言呐。
One is truth and one is lie.
耶稣说我是道路真理啊。
And Jesus said that I'm the way and I'm the truth.
世界上的都是谎言呐。
Everything you heard in this world is lies.
什么算命啊，什么都是谎言啊。
Fortune teller, all those are lies.
什么这些，当然加拉太书说还有一种叫世上的小学。
We also know that in the Galatians it says that there's a
我并不是说它不对，但它是小学。
I'm not saying that it's wrong, but it's
小学要毕业，要读中学。
But we have to
中学要毕业，要读大学。
We have to graduate from all.
大学要毕业，要读研究所。
We need to go to the advanced.
研究所毕业要读博士班。
We want to go to the most advanced school.
我因为今天是自己人啊，讲一点真话啊。
I know that we're like a family, so I'm telling all the truth.
到中学以前的教育是告诉你问题啊。
Like all the education before middle school is all telling you all the questions.
也告诉你答案。
And they also tell you the answer.
中学以前的教育都是这样嘛，对不对？
So the education before middle school is like that.
甚至于到了大学的教育应该还是这样，就是告诉你问题是什么，也告诉你答案是什么。
So in college education, you are also given the questions, but you can also, you will also
但是听好我下面讲的。
But listen to me.
如果你读硕士你就知道了。
But if you go for a master's degree,
给你问题
we give you a question,
但是不给你答案。
You don't have an answer.
对不对？有读过硕士知道我在讲什么，你要自己去找答案。
You have to look for the answer yourself.
但是听好我下面讲的。
But listen to me.
如果你读博士班的话。
But if you're going for the PhD degree.
问题也不告诉你了。
You don't have the question.
你自己才知道你有什么问题啊。
Then you will know what the question is.
你要知道现在 IT 行业有什么问题啊。
You need to know what problems.
你如果是在生物界，你要知道生物界现在的整个科技发展。面临什么问题啊？
You need to know what the question is in the biology world or in any field.
你自己在你自己的人生这个你的 career 发展，你遇到什么问题，你自己知道。
You need to know the questions that
你公司有什么问题，你自己才知道。
You need to know the problems in your company.
所以到了博士班，连问题也不能告诉你了。
So in your PhD program, you're not told the questions.
你自己才知道你自己有什么问题啊。
You have to know your own problem.
你要自己再去找答案。
And you have to find the solution.
去跟很多大师请教啊。去读很多前辈的书啊，自己再去找答案。
So you have to do the research, you have to study a lot.
我为什么讲这个
solution? Why do I say?
因为我反思我们浸信会。
Because I keep reflecting upon the.
我也不能说不好。
I cannot say it's not good.
当然，你从中学、初中以前，你当然要告诉他问题，也告诉他答案。
Because in when you're a middle school student, you have to know the question and the answer.
但是我们的问题就是没有告诉他进入社会以后。不是标准问题跟标准答案的社会呀。
But we were never told that once you enter the society, there's no standard question and no standard solution.
对呀，你进入社会千变万化。
So when you enter the society, there's so many different problems that you face.
以色列人的军队，他们事前一定胜利计划。
The Israeli army, they're always prepared for success.
不然他们打不赢六日战争的。
Otherwise, they cannot win the Six-Day War.
但是以色列军队最有名的所有的 leadership。他们一定教你这个真理。
But the most important thing is they were trained to prepare themselves for success.
说我们胜利的计划
，our successful plan
是为了战场上的千变万化。
Is to prepare for the unknown of the battlefield.
Am I clear?
我讲得清楚吗
？Thank you. Yeah, 我今天情绪有一点激动啊。这个慈霞说应该11:30要结束。我今天给大家。 我后来的经验就是我就躺在医院信耶稣了，真正的觉知，真正的重生 born again.
So it's in the hospital bed where I really became a Christian.
对，这个字用得很好。我的意思是说，我小时候去教堂。
What I was trying to say is I went to church when I was little.
那个不代表我真正的重生了。
It does not mean that I'm truly saved and born again.
我有一大堆圣经的知识，我从小上主日学上很多啊。
I have a lot of Bible knowledge, and I go to Sunday school.
我跟你讲，上帝幽默到一个什么程度？我跟大家分享一下。
You know how humorous God was?
上帝抓住我们会抓得多紧？我跟大家分享一下。
You know how tight that He is holding our hands?
我考进交大又不读书了。
So when I entered Jiao Tong University,
我就参加各种救国团的活动。
So I joined all kinds of classes.
可是上帝幽默到一个程度，我进加大要住宿舍。
But then I live in the dorm when I was in university.
我两个小孩都是 Berkeley 的，他们大一都要住宿舍。
My two kids are all from Berkeley.
我住宿舍，居然发现我同寝室的那个人是交大团契的主席。
And so my roommate was the chairman of the fellowship.
他们说：“曹晨啊，来团契聚会。”
They say, "Come with us to the fellowship."
我说这些故事我全部听过啦，从小都会啦。
I said, "I've heard all the stories in the Bible. I know everything."
不去。
I'm not going.
参加救国团的活动。
I want to attend other activities.
我同一组的小组长。
And my leader in my group.
是中央大学团契的主席。
He is the chairman of the.
你们笑了对不对？很幽默，上帝真的很幽默。曹晨啊，你要回到耶稣面前。
So even he told me that you need to come before God again.
我说我从小都去过了。
And I told him that I started going to the church when I was little. I don't want to go.
我当兵。
So when I was in the military service.
在卫武营训练。
When I was in training.
在台湾当兵知道什么叫卫武营啊。
People know the training.
In 高雄。
Yeah, in 高雄。
睡在我旁边的。
The person who slept next to me.
是中原大学团契主席。
Is the chairman of the fellowship in Zhongyuan University.
哇，我们给上帝一个掌声，真的哇！我今天本来有一个主题是说，神抓住我们这个不放过我们的爱。
My theme was that how God would hold on to us and the love that He would never give up.
以弗所书第二章里面说，我们的生命是神手上的工作。
In Ephesians chapter 2, God told us that our life is His work.
他在我们里面动了这个善工。
He has started the work.
从我小时候，我母亲带我去教会那天开始。
It started when I was a little boy.
神就抓住我，已经不放我了。
And God has hold on to me and would not let me go.
他要做成他在我生命中的计划。
He wants to accomplish the plan that He has for me in my life.
他要做成你我的生命。
He wants to achieve everything in you and me.
让你我的生命能够越来越像耶稣。
And He wanted our life to be more like Him.
他对你我的生命有一个美好的计划。
He has a beautiful plan for all of us.
是你的眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过，心里没有想过的。
It's nothing that you have seen or anything you have heard before.
今天把这个福音跟大家分享。
So I want to share this gospel with everyone.
我们是有福的。
We are blessed people.
神对你的生命有一个美好的计划。
God has a beautiful plan for your life.
而且他一定会做成的。
And He will accomplish that plan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我给大家今天有三段经文。
I give you three verses. The first one.
诗篇。
A psalm.
三十篇。
30.
第四节第五节。
Verses 4 and 5.
来，我们读一下，来，一二三。
Let's read together.
耶和华的圣名啊，你们要歌颂他。称赞他可纪念的圣名，因为他的怒气不过是转眼之间，他的恩典乃是一生之久。一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨就必欢呼。哈利路亚！宝贵的是一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨就必欢呼。
The thing is, his anger may stay for one night, but rejoicing comes.
宝贵是他的怒气，不过是转眼之间的。
His anger only lasts for a moment.
我这个浪子离开主这么多年了。
I left God for so many years.
生病躺在医院。
And I was sick in the
hospital. 但他的怒气不过是转眼之间。
But his anger only lasts a moment.
他的恩典却是一生之久。
His favor lasts for a lifetime.
我在医院重生，真正的重生之后，我回到仁爱堂。
I was born again in the hospital, and then I returned to.
我以为那时候全世界的教会只有仁爱堂。
At that time, I thought the only church in this world is 仁爱堂。
因为我这个人是做事情很绝对。
Because I'm very determined when I do things.
做什么都是 100%.
I give my 100% everything.
所以我回到仁爱堂，廖牧师在牧会。
When I return to Renai Church,
所以我非常感恩。我在世界各地做见证，我都这样说。
I was very grateful everywhere I go.
我说有一个廖牧师替我打好了很好的圣经的根基。
I thank Pastor Liao for the foundation of my Bible knowledge.
对对对，那时候每个礼拜三查经祷告会，我第一个就坐在底下。
Yeah, because every week that I study the Bible with him.
但是就是那个时候开始。
It's when at that time.
我的人生才我自己说真正被抗，真正才算。这个英文都不知道怎么，这个就真正才算是，我觉得是开始，应该这样用这样好了。
So I think that my life really started to count at that point.
真的，我自己回顾我的人生，那时候才真正开始我真正的人生。
I really think that's when I started my life.
有价值、有意义、有方向的人生。
A meaningful a life with purpose.
那当然，我在仁爱堂认识我的师母。
And also at the church, I knew my wife.
还有很多秘密，等一下还要跟廖师母、廖牧师再讨教一下，这样。当初到底是介绍谁给我的
？We want to discuss.
我那时候单纯到一个程度，我在世界太坏了，太复杂，太乱了。
I was too sophisticated, learning too many things from the society.
Yeah, 那么我就觉得教会一定是天堂。
And I really thought that church is like heaven.
我觉得每一个弟兄姊妹应该都是天使。
I think like every brother and sister is like an angel.
因为我那时候对教会一点概念，我太单纯了。
Because I don't know.
我单纯说对教会的事太单纯了，我的意思是这样。
I think I was too simple.
世界的上事情我太复杂了啊！这相信我啊，我很复杂的。但是我回到教会就说，应该每个人都是天使啊。
So I returned to church thinking that everyone is an angel.
所以后来我跟师母约会的时候，她有时候也会生气。
And sometimes when we were dating, then my wife got mad at me.
当时我错了，因为我迟到。
Because of course I was.
众人点头，应该生气，应该生气。
So Betty agreed that she should get angry.
但是我说，哎，教会不都是天使吗？怎么会也会生气啊
？But aren't you an angel? How come you will be mad at me?
呀，意思就是说我很单纯了啊。呀，但是我的意思就是说，我从那时候我的人生才真正 count.
Because I really my life really started at that time.
太多见证。
There's so many testimonies after that.
Yeah, 我你知道，我们做传道人来美国没有钱。我刚刚讲，跟我父母亲一样，移民来什么都没有，都要打拼，都要靠主的恩典。
So like us ministers, we came to this country, we have nothing with us, we have to start from the scratch.
Yeah, 但是主怜悯恩待我们，我两个孩子都读 Berkeley 有奖学金啊，主的恩典。
So we're really blessed that both of my kids are at Berkeley and they all have scholarship to go to school.
Yeah, 主的恩典太丰富太奇妙了。
His grace is really abundant. It's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 所以请再给下一段经文好吗
？Let's read the following passage.
这是从哈巴谷书来的。
It's from Habakkuk.
虽然无花果树不发旺，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了油。棚内也没有牛，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。阿们。明年2011年是突破的一年。阿们。所以谢谢慈霞把这个主题打上去了。
So next year 2011 should be a year of breakthrough.
阿们。神，如果我们前面有红海。
If there's Red Sea in front of us,
神一定会替把红海替我们分开。
God will part the Red Sea for us.
阿门。但是听好下面。
But listen to the following.
神如果不把红海分开
，If God doesn't open the Red Sea, separate the Red Sea,
神必会带领我们行走在水面上。
He will let us through on the water of the sea.
他会带领我们通过苦难。
He will let us through suffering.
因为他的恩典够我们用。
Because his grace is enough for us.
他的能力在我们这些软弱人身上显得特别的完全。
His strength is going to be more complete upon all this weak people.
Amen. 所以这就是刚刚说的，他会使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄。
That's what it says that he makes my feet like the feet of a deer.
就是我刚刚讲的，神如果不把红海替我们分开，他会让我们行走在水面上。
So even if he does not separate the Red Sea, that we'll be able to walk on water.
如果你的环境是像哈巴谷所说的
，If your environment, your situation
到一种艰难困难的地步
，is to that
什么都没有
，situation you don't have anything.
但是我要安慰你
，But I want to comfort you.
靠耶和华的喜乐是你我的力量。
Rely on the joy of the Lord.
我要以耶和华欢心。
You joy in the Lord.
你救我的神喜乐。
Be joyful in God our Savior.
主耶和华是我的力量。
The Lord God is our strength.
他会使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄。
He will make your feet like the feet of a deer.
使我稳行在高处。
He will enable you to tread on the heights.
神做的绝对不会错。
There's no wrong in God.
大家跟我说一遍，一二三，神做的绝对不会错，只是你现在看不明白而已。
Only you cannot see the whole picture right now.
Amen. 这才叫凡事谢恩。
This is called be thankful in everything.
就像我母亲得这个白喉病。
Just like my mom who contracted.
就像我自己生病躺在医院。
Just like me who was sick.
神做的绝对不会错。
Whatever God allows.
现在回头看
，no mistake. When you look back,
都是我们家族的关键的关键的转捩点。
It's all the turning points of your family.
所以我给大家的第三段经文。
The third passage that I would like to give it to you.
是从罗马书来的。
It's from the Romans.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，我们在这一切一切的事上得胜有余了。阿们。
阿们。
其实今天应该是圣诞节已经过了。啊，圣诞节是昨天，
yeah.
所以我在读路加福音第二章，我就看耶稣过以后发生什么事。
So we know that
就是耶稣诞生以后发生什么事。
So I look in the book of Luke and after what happened after Jesus was born.
大家回去可以，或者你现在拿笔记下来回去看啊，路加福音第二章三十节。
In the book of Luke, chapter two.
耶稣的父母亲带着这个 baby Jesus 到圣殿去。
Jesus' parents took him to the temple.
路加福音二章三十节啊，如果我们后面管音管这个的电脑的可以的话，当然也可以打出来了啊。
Book of Luke, chapter two, verse 30.
西面老人家抱着耶稣。
There's a prophet, Simeon.
突然圣灵降临在他身上。
And the Holy Spirit was on him.
他就发
言。Baby Jesus, and he prophesied.
他说：“主啊，我感谢你。”
He says, "Lord, I thank you."
你可以释放仆人安然去世。
You can let me go freely.
因为我的眼睛。
Because my eyes.
已经看见
have seen
你的救恩
your salvation
他看到的是三十年以后的事
because what he have seen was 30 years from that
对不对
day
对不对
is that right
那时候耶稣才八天嘛
because Jesus was only 8 days
可是圣灵降在他身上
but the Holy Spirit was upon
他的眼睛已经看见
his eyes were able to see
三十年以后的事
what would happen 30 years from then
对不对呀、啊、
is that right
对不对呀、啊、对不对呀、啊所以有一首诗歌叫《我的眼睛已经看见主降临的大荣光》，他正踏进一切不良葡萄，使公义显彰。他已抽出他的怒剑，发出闪闪的光芒。我神正在进行 ，Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, Glory。Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. 我为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
今天圣灵也降在你我中间。
That Holy Spirit is upon us.
开你属灵的眼睛。
Open your spiritual eyes.
让你看到前面。
And let you see.
看到方舟浸信教会的前面。
To let you see the future,
看到你人生的前面
to see the future of your life,
看到你关心的家庭的前面
to see the people you love,
可以唱 Glory, Glory, Hallelujah.
That all of us can sing Glory, Glory,
Our God Hallelujah. is marching on.
我们的神正在进行
He lives.
他神永远活着
Amen.
Amen.
三十二节说这位耶稣也是你名以色列的荣耀没有时间了我他路加福音二章三四三十五节好再来一个好了因为我呀，我可以讲两个小时啊。我去中国大陆培训的时候，他们不只要我讲两个小时啊，早上五点起来祷告，一直讲到晚上九点。他们说默再来，不散会的。
Usually when I go to China, I usually start from 5 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon.
西面给他们祝福。
西面的 blessing
呀，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：“贝利，要叫以色列许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。”要做毁谤的话柄，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来。 你自己的心也要被刀刺透。阿们。弟兄姊妹，耶稣是磐石，这块大石头扎在神的身上，谁要被扎的稀烂？
We need to know that Jesus is the rock. Like when He comes, and many people will fall.
耶稣这个磐石要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。
And He will, many people will fall, but many people will rise as well.
多少在美国的教会上面，我们看到多少人被撒旦打倒啊，跌倒了。
We see many people have fallen in the church in the United States.
但是我们要感谢主，主要让许多人兴起啊。
But we want to thank the Lord because we know many more people.
他拣选软弱的叫强壮的羞愧啊。
Because he would choose the weak and to make them strong.
他拣选愚拙的叫自以为有智慧的羞愧啊。
He would choose the non-smart and.
他拣选无有叫自以为有的羞愧啊。
And he would choose the meekness, meek people.
许多人心里的意念要显露出来。
Many people's mind will be revealed.
弟兄姊妹，我最近时常祷告。
I have been praying recently.
主啊，求你赦免我隐而未现的罪啊
！Please forgive my unforeseen sin.
主啊，求你拦住我不犯任意妄为的罪啊
！Please prevent me from committing any.
主啊，求你鉴察我，试炼我。
Please examine me.
知道我的心思，试炼我的意念。
Know my mind, know my will.
看在我里面有什么恶心没有啊
？Please examine me to see if there's any.
引导我走永生的道路。
Please guide me for the everlasting path.
路加福音二章四十节。
The book of Luke, chapter 2.
Yeah, verse 40.
Verse 40.
Yeah. 说读
As the child 强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
奉主的名对方舟浸信会的弟兄姊妹说话。
In Jesus' name that I talk to you.
方舟浸信教会要渐渐长大。
The Church of Ark Baptist Church will grow.
强健起来。
Will be strong.
充满智慧
Before the wisdom,
又有神的恩在方舟浸信教会身上
With the grace of God is upon us
荣耀归给神路加福音二章五十二节
Chapter 2:52
耶稣的智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长奉主的名祝福方舟浸信教会。
In Jesus' name, I bless you.
方舟浸信教会的智慧和身量
，Ark Baptist Church as wisdom and stature
都一起增长
，will grow together.
奉主的名祝福方舟浸信教会。
In Jesus' name, I bless you.
神和人喜爱方舟浸信教会的心也都一起增长。
The favor, you'll be favored in God and people.
荣耀归给神。
Glory to God.
我跟慈霞讲的诗歌是 He Lives， 在圣主新歌第几首啊？啊？啊，有泡泡的，
我们要来唱他活着。
谢谢中文啊！从那时候就私情到现在啊，那时候参加小诗班，我们结婚的时候，我结婚录影带我都把它转成 DVD 了。廖牧师在证婚啊，这个我回去以后会把它寄来啊。昨天是我跟我太太结婚纪念日，圣诞节结婚。27周年。啊，你忘了吗？你们是84年来的，我们是83年啊。好，来，阿妹，来，起立唱好吗？哈利路亚，阿妹。
我是奉义活佛祖，他今在此活着，阿妹。我知道他却活着，不管人怎么说，阿们。我见他受试怜悯，我问他安慰神，阿们。每次当我需求他，总必答应。
英文
，He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today, 阿们。He talks with me and walks with me the long and narrow way. Amen. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
我讲过，我讲到一定呼召的，神的话讲出来，挑战人要回应的。如果你从来没有真正的打开心，接受这个好消息福音， 我邀请你。保罗在哥林多后书第五章说，我替耶稣基督求你，我替天父上帝求你，求你与上帝和好。保罗甚至说，我跪在地上求你。保罗说，我愿意为了耶稣基督做你的仆人。我们再唱一遍的时候，我邀请你，如果你从来没有过，你从来没有过真正的 confession， 这个英文字我都不知道怎么翻，就是 confess 你的信仰，我邀请你走到前面来。廖牧师跟我说，我们中间还有一些人一直不肯受洗。我刚讲，确实不是靠受洗得救，但是受洗是代表你的信心跟顺服。再唱一遍，有这样的人到前面来，我要为你祷告。
I separate and Savior His in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. Amen! And just the time I need, He's always near. Amen. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. Amen. He talks with me and walks with me along life's narrow way. He lives with us. Amen. You asked me howI know He lived. He lives within my heart.
我通常讲到还有第二个挑战，重新献身委身， Dedicate your life to the Lord. Renew your life. 那个起初的爱要再一次的恢复。我在仁爱堂他们邀请我回去讲的，最近要谈聘牧的是谈的讲的第一篇道，我就是讲以弗所教会，从使徒行传的以弗所，到以弗所书的以弗所，到启示录的以弗所。神说了，我有一件事情要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。那个英文是说，从那个起初的高度，从起初爱主的那个纯度，已经 lost 了。如果弟兄姊妹今天圣灵感动你到前面来，重新 dedicate your life to the Lord， 我要为你祷告，圣灵充满你。2011年是你突破的一年，除非你我的生命先突破，我们的人生、家庭、教会不会突破的。有没有第二节呢？
在我所处环境中，主爱常在我旁。阿门。虽然有时心烦恼，但却不会绝望。阿门。我只求主引领我冲破狂风怒潮。阿门。不如我主必再来大显荣耀。主火，主火，救主今天活着。阿们。他与我谈，他伴我走，生命在路通过。主火，主火，自然的救红恩。你问我真知主活着，因他活在我心。
第三节，最后一次的机会，我讲过了，神的话出来要求人回应的，挑战人回应的。哈利路亚。我们唱第三节，愿我们不消灭圣灵的感动。感谢主，感谢主。第三节来。
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Amen. Eternal hallelujah.
往前面一点。
Jesus Christ the King. Amen. The hope of all who see Him, the 好哦哦呼放阿们那阿了一首拉宾首歌难看阿们一粒一粒快接着 live today 阿们 He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way 阿们Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
副歌，副歌，阿门。
主耶稣，主耶稣，主耶稣 He lives, He lives Salvation to impart You ask me how I know He lives He lives
请跟着我一起祷告，亲爱的主耶稣，谢谢你这样长阔高深的大爱，谢谢主耶稣你爱我到底，谢谢主耶稣你拣选我，我是你手上的杰作，谢谢耶稣今天对我的心说话，主啊我感谢赞美你，我今天在你里面成为新造的人，旧事已过都变成新的，谢谢耶稣牵着我们的手带领我们走进2011年，充满欢笑，充满得胜，充满力量，充满平安，哈利路亚，荣耀归给你，谢谢耶稣，教会得胜的元帅，听我感恩的祷告，荣耀归给你，奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿们。我们副歌再来一遍，
主活救主今天活着，
请慢慢回座位，
与我谈他伴我走，生命在路通过，主活主活赐人的救红恩，你问我真是主活着，因主活在我心。
哈利路亚！谢谢耶稣，谢谢众人，谢谢弟兄姊妹。哈利路亚！
那我们就站立，我们领受神的恩典。但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠，神的慈爱，圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在，从今直到永远。阿们。
阿们，阿们，阿们。
坐。
感谢主带领李牧师来有这么好的分享，让我们大家能够重新委身在神的面前。求圣也赐福在李牧师一家的服事里面，我相信神要恩膏他，不管走到哪里都带下神的恩膏跟同在，成为这个时代极美的祝福。我们也继续为他祷告。那我们待会儿会有一个主日学的时间，我们一直到12:30嘛，哈。那我们待会儿主日学，我没有跟李牧师先讲，但是呢，能不能请李牧师到我们的班上哈？因为我们在讲认识圣灵的课程，那李牧师有一些的经历，我想对我们都会很有帮助哈。大家有问题也